take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, time anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to chumbacasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to chumbacasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
There's something about historic hotels that keeps us coming back. Maybe it's the grandeur of a bygone era, the marble floors worn smooth by decades of footsteps, the chandeliers that have cast their glow over generations of guests, or maybe, just maybe, it's something else. The Hotel Phillips in Kansas City, Missouri is a masterpiece of Art Deco elegance. Built in 1931, it has seen the rise and fall of fortunes, hosted glamorous parties, and witnessed the quiet desperation of those who sought refuge within its walls. But some say that not everyone who checked in ever truly checked out. For years, guests and staff have reported eerie encounters, footsteps in empty hallways, whispers that seem to come from nowhere, and the chilling presence of a woman in a flowing 1930s dress. They say she lingers in the corridors, searching for something or someone. Tonight, we dig deep into the history, the hauntings, and the unsettling legends that have made Hotel Phillips one of Kansas City's most infamous paranormal hotspots. Is there a rational explanation behind the eerie occurrences, or is there something far stranger at work? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Kansas City in the early 20th century was a place of transformation. The skyline was rising, jazz was pouring from the clubs along 18th and Vine, and new buildings were pushing the city into an era of modern elegance. Among these was Hotel Phillips, a towering Art Deco masterpiece that opened its doors in 1931, offering a glimpse into luxury at the height of the Great Depression. The 20-story hotel was designed a beacon of sophistication. Its exterior, a blend of brown brick and buff-colored terracotta, exuded grandeur. Inside, the lobby was a work of art, walnut-paneled walls, a black glass ceiling that reflected the glow of golden chandeliers, and a sweeping staircase that led guests into a world of elegance. But before Hotel Phillips, another building stood on this very ground. The Glennon Hotel, a lesser-known lodging house, occupied the lot for years. It was here in the 1920s that a young haberdasher named Harry S. Truman ran a men's clothing store before venturing into politics. The Glennon was eventually demolished to make way for something greater, something that would become a Kansas City landmark. When Hotel Phillips opened, it quickly became a magnet for the city's elite. Businessmen, socialites, and entertainers made it their preferred stop, drawn in by its modern conveniences and luxurious design. Its crystal ballroom with soaring 18-foot windows and ornate details was the setting for some of the most extravagant gatherings of the time. But as the years passed, the stories of glamour would soon be eclipsed by whispers of something darker. Like many grand hotels, Hotel Phillips was no stranger to heartbreak. In 1935, a tragic event shook the establishment, a murder-suicide that left an imprint that some believe never truly faded. The story goes that a man named Frank Bohatch and a young woman named Iva Mae Stull had checked into the hotel under mysterious circumstances. The details are murky, but what is known is that a gunshot rang out from one of the upper floors. When staff arrived, they found the lifeless bodies of the couple, the room heavy with the scent of gunpowder and something more. An unshakable sadness. Some say that Iva May was an actress, a performer who had once dreamed of a grand life on the stage. Others speculate that she had been tangled in an affair, her final moments shrouded in heartbreak. Whatever the truth may be, the legend soon began to take shape, one that would echo through the decades. It wasn't long before the first eerie accounts started surfacing. Guests staying in certain rooms, particularly near the 15th floor, reported strange disturbances. They would wake in the middle of the night to the sound of soft footsteps pacing outside their doors. Others claimed they felt the distinct sensation of someone sitting on the edge of their bed, though when they turned on the lights, the room was empty. Housekeepers whispered of cold drafts that would sweep through hallways with no apparent source. Some described seeing glimpses of a woman in a 1930s-style dress drifting past the lobby mirrors, only to turn and find no one there. The elevator, according to hotel staff, had a tendency to stop at the 15th floor unexpectedly, its doors opening into an empty hallway before closing again, as if summoned by an unseen hand. Despite these strange occurrences, the hotel continued to thrive. Ownership changed hands multiple times, but the eerie stories remained consistent. Of course, not everyone was quick to believe the supernatural explanation. Some skeptics have pointed to the power of suggestion. Once a place gains a reputation for being haunted, every creak and draft starts to feel like an encounter with the other side. Others have looked at environmental factors. Historic buildings like Hotel Phillips often have high electromagnetic fields due to old wiring, which some researchers believe can cause feelings of unease or even hallucinations. There's also the acoustics of the building itself. Large spaces with marble and wood can carry sound in strange and unexpected ways, making a voice from another room seem as if it's right beside you. Yet despite these rational explanations, the encounters persisted, and over time, more guests and staff began to speak openly about what they had seen. By the late 20th century, Hotel Phillips had cemented itself as one of Kansas City's most iconic lodgings. It was known for its timeless elegance, its Art Deco charm, and of course, its resident ghost. While some guests checked in simply for the luxury, others arrived hoping to catch a glimpse of the lady in the 1930s dress. Paranormal enthusiasts began visiting the hotel, drawn by the accounts of whispering voices and unexplained cold spots. Even those who were skeptical found themselves second-guessing their doubts when they stayed a night at the hotel and felt the inexplicable chill of an unseen presence. But the real question remains, if the stories were only folklore, why did the reports keep coming? Why did so many guests from different generations describe the same apparition, the same mysterious energy surrounding the 15th floor? Some say Iva May Stull is still there, waiting for a lover who will never return. Others believe the hotel's long history of joy and tragedy has created an imprint, a kind of residual energy that lingers long after the people themselves have gone. Whatever the truth may be, Hotel Phillips remains one of Kansas City's most enigmatic locations, a place where history and hauntings seem to intertwine. As the years passed, the stories surrounding Hotel Phillips only grew. What once began as whispered rumors among staff members soon became well-documented guest experiences, many of which seemed to center around a single entity, the woman in the 1930s dress. Guests reported seeing her figure lingering near the grand staircase, her gaze seemingly fixed on something just beyond reach. Some described catching a fleeting glimpse of her in the reflection of the lobby's polished surfaces, only to turn and find the space empty. But the most chilling accounts came from those who had spent the night in rooms on the 15th floor. A businessman traveling alone for a conference awoke in the middle of the night to the sensation of ice-cold fingers brushing against his face. When he opened his eyes, he swore he saw the figure of a woman standing at the foot of his bed, her dark eyes locked onto his. Within seconds, she disappeared, fading into the dim glow of the city lights filtering through the curtains. He He left the hotel the next morning, shaken and unwilling to spend another night there. Others described a feeling of being watched, an overwhelming presence that made the hairs on the back of their necks stand on end. A few particularly unnerving stories involved the sound of a woman's voice softly humming an old tune, though no source could ever be found. One of the most widely reported paranormal phenomena at Hotel Phillips involves its elevators. On multiple occasions, hotel employees working late-night shifts have reported elevators stopping on the 15th floor without being called. The doors open into an empty hallway, pause as if someone is stepping inside or out, then close again, continuing their journey without explanation. Some employees have even witnessed this happen repeatedly in a single night, as if an unseen force is making its rounds through the building. One front desk worker recounted an especially eerie encounter. He was reviewing security footage one evening when he noticed the elevator moving on its own. Curious, he rewound the tape and played it again. There, on the grainy black and white screen, he saw the doors open on the 15th floor, and though the hallway was empty, the faint outline of what looked like a shadowy figure seemed to flicker for just a moment before vanishing. Many paranormal researchers who have investigated Hotel Phillips believe that the entity haunting the building is not an intelligent spirit, meaning she may not be interacting with the living at all. Instead, they suspect she could be what's known as a residual haunt. A residual haunting is often described as an imprint of energy, like a record on a loop, playing the same moment in time over and over. If the woman in the 1930s dress is indeed the spirit of Iva Maystoll, she may not even be aware of the living world around her. Instead, she could be trapped in a moment of longing, forever searching for something or someone she lost. It's a chilling thought that Hotel Phillips is home to a ghostly performance that will never truly end. In the past two decades, several paranormal teams have visited the hotel, hoping to capture evidence of the supernatural. Some have reported unexplained temperature drops, odd fluctuations in electromagnetic field readings, and even faint whispers caught on audio recordings. One investigator claimed to have recorded a voice saying, "He never came back, though no one could determine its origin." Hotel guests who are particularly brave have tried their own experiments, using voice recorders, spirit boxes, and even just standing in the hallways late at night, waiting for something to happen. While some leave disappointed, others depart with a newfound belief in the unknown. Of course, not everyone is convinced that Hotel Phillips is haunted. Psychologists argue that many of the eerie experiences can be attributed to confirmation bias. Once a person hears a place is haunted, their mind subconsciously seeks out evidence to support that claim. Shadows become figures, creaks in the night turn into footsteps, and the power of suggestion fills in the rest. There's also the question of environmental factors. Some experts point out that old buildings often have unusual drafts, faulty electrical wiring, and even fluctuating air pressure that can cause doors to open and close unexpectedly. The feeling of being watched, they say, could simply be due to the dim lighting and heavy decor which play tricks on the eyes. But for those who have experienced the unexplainable firsthand, these theories fall flat. They argue that the feeling of a presence, the mysterious voices, and the ghostly woman in the 1930s dress are far too consistent across different guests and decades to be written off as simple imagination. Today, Hotel Phillips still stands as one of Kansas City's most historic and elegant lodgings. By day, it's a hub for business travelers, wedding guests, and tourists looking to experience the charm of a bygone era. But by night, the energy shifts. Those who dare to walk the hallways alone may feel the unmistakable weight of history pressing in around them. The ghostly woman remains, silent, watchful, waiting. Whether she's a restless spirit searching for her lost love, a remnant of past tragedy, or merely a product of overactive imaginations, one thing is certain. The legend of Hotel Phillips is far from over. And for those who believe checking in for just one night might mean coming face to face with a past that refuses to be forgotten. So what are we left with? Hotel Phillips stands as a stunning reminder of Kansas City's golden age, a place where elegance and history collide. But for all its grandeur, there are stories that refuse to stay buried, whispers that persist long after the lights go out. Is it the lingering spirit of Iva Mae Stull, forever searching for something lost in time? A tragic love story playing on an endless loop, waiting for its final act? Or is it simply the power of suggestion, the eerie ambiance of an old building mixed with a human mind's ability to turn the unknown into something supernatural? Some say there are logical explanations, environmental conditions, electromagnetic fields, even good old-fashioned overactive imaginations. But then again, elevators don't just stop on the 15th floor for no reason. Shadows don't flicker on security cameras out of thin air. And cold, unseen hands don't brush against your face in the middle of the night, unless something or someone is still there. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, Hotel Phillips holds its secrets close. And if you ever find yourself wandering its halls after dark, don't be surprised if you hear soft footsteps trailing behind you. But if you do, don't turn around. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.